Cookies.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
Welcome to the BFM Studios, Renee and Amy. Renee Hello. From Wah Wines and Amy from
Amwise
Wines.
Very similar names.
Yeah. Actually, yes. Yeah.
I'm going to just push this a little bit closer, okay?
All right. Welcome, Amy. How's it going? You're up from the Hawke's Bay?
Hawke's Bay?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. With a Canadian accent.
Yes, originally from Vancouver.
Oh, nice. What brought you to New Zealand?
I actually came here to work on a vineyard for the first time around 2009. So landed in Central Otago at one of the finest wineries I think you could probably land yourself on, which was Felton Road. And it was a really good start to working in the vineyard, working with organic viticulture and biodynamics. And it just made me want to learn more and do more. So
what's the Canadian wine scene like? I've heard something called like the ice wine season. Is that a thing?
Yep, correct, exactly.
Ice wine?
So ice wine actually has to be harvested when the grapes are -8 degrees Celsius, and so that when they're pressed, all the water gets left behind, and only the sugars and the concentration from the grapes remain from the must. So anything else is not ice wine. So some people have in other countries have tried to put grapes in the freezer, and I can assure you it is not the same result.
Yes.
And also with ice wine, because you have, you know, you press them when they're frozen, you get a lot of residual sugar. And when I say a lot, I'm talking over 200 grams per liter residual sugar, which is quite mind-blowing in the sense of a normal wine is like 4 grams per liter and under. So
is ice wine delicious?
I think it's pretty delicious. It's very sweet. A lot of people like to pair it with dessert, but I actually really like it with blue cheese. Is probably one of my favorites. Like a creamy blue.
Yeah.
Cheesecake is quite nice as well.
Would you bake your cheesecake?
Yeah, I would,
because I'm a baked cheesecake only kind of gal.
Yeah, it's got to be baked. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, what's the occasion? Why are you up in Auckland? Are you just out visiting people with Renee? Is there a special wine event happening or just...
Actually, good question. So I'm here because Annabelle's Wine Bar in Ponsonby is throwing a special wine and chef evening on Saturday night. So yes. Kylie Newton, who is an amazing chef, she's Kiwi, but she was also based in the UK, and she's really well known for her preserves and for doing anything that's sort of pickled. And she started an amazing business in the UK over there, and then she's moved back home. And so we're going to be doing some pairings with my new 2022 wines, which have yet to be released. And so we're pairing different plates throughout the evening. There's two different sittings, so one's at 5 and the other one's at 7, I believe. Or no, 5:30 and 7, sorry. 5:30 and 7. There's going to be a DJ.
I'm going to be there.
There's going to be pickles, and there's going to be 5 different wines.
Delicious food and delicious wine.
Yes, and hopefully a good time.
How do you feel your 2020 vintage is shaped up?
2022.
There's a lot of twos in there. And I'm just
honestly, I'm really happy with what I've bottled so far. It was a really challenging year for us in the vineyard. You know, from the spring, we were just running, chasing our tails. Everything was, you know, we had a bit of rain and then we had a bit of warmth and everything grew like crazy. And then we had a little bit of disease pressure, which we had to sort of battle against. But because I handpicked everything and I did a lot of hand sorting, I ended up with really good grapes in the winery. So I'm happy the wines are clean, they're fresh, they're a lighter expression than I've seen in other years. Like you're not going to have that concentration because I wasn't able to let my fruit hang out, you know, as long as I would normally. So because of the rain. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like every vintage has some kind of pressure. In some years it's disease pressure, some years it's like low crop pressure, some years it's you think oh, this weather is amazing, it's so hot, my wines are going to be insane. But that in itself can also have put in a different kind of pressure on you in the winery. So there's always something to manage, eh?
Yeah, there's always something. Definitely always something.
With disease pressure in the vineyard, does that mean you have to get rid of the vines, or is it just more of a grape related?
Good question.
That is a really good question. What it means is you have to be really vigilant with your canopy management. So especially, so I work with only organic grapes. So just from the beginning of the season, you really need to work with a more open canopy so that your organic sprays can get in there. And when you're not using systemic chemicals to like antifungal sprays to fight against these diseases, you have less time. And if you have lots of rain events, then all of your sprays wash away and then you have to reapply. So it just means more tractor time. And then if you have lots of rain and you're organic, you have to do more undervine cultivation. So the competition underneath the vines, and you may have cover crops and you might need to either mow them or, you know, they can get as high as the vines. So some people mow and some people, they crimp it. It's something a crimper, and it's just like a big heavy roller, and it just kind of knocks them down on their side, and then it kind of they stop producing for a while, and then they come back later on. But what that means is that you're not you don't have the bare ground, and it's really what we've seen is it's really beneficial to keep the ground moist and to keep all your microbes and all your bacteria and everything kind of gelling together. Mm-hmm. And that, so that doesn't entail having really finely mowed grass, and it doesn't entail having nothing underneath your vines. So bare soil. Cover is good.
As an organic winemaker,
yes.
Is it the simple challenge of making organic wines that has drawn you to making them? It sounds like there's a bit more detail, or a few more challenges you might face if you're making organic wines. Is it part of the challenge that has drawn you to making them?
That's such a good question. I am not sure. I honestly don't know. Obviously, I must like a challenge because I've persisted with it all these years. But I guess because the wines that I admired and loved the most back when I still lived in Vancouver and was selling wine, a lot of them were organic or biodynamic, and they just seemed to have a life and energy to them. And I was really drawn to that. And so kind of since day one, I was already sort of invested in that. And then to go further, just me caring about the soil, our future, farming sustainably, I think that just kind of, for me, I wouldn't accept anything less. And so I, you know, would never make a wine made from conventional grapes, but that's just what I believe in.
Okay. Yeah. Amy from Amois Wine.
Yeah? Amois.
Amois. Amois yes. Wine. Okay.
Amy is probably one of the most, can I say badass on air?
Yeah, of course you can.
Badass, super passionate, organic, but also biodynamic focused wine grower out there in New Zealand, I think. And is kind of lighting that fire within all of us. We all kind of have it a little bit, but not all of us have had the, I guess, the community and the inspiration and the support and the courage to go and actually go forth and do. And I really feel like Amy is going around the New Zealand, the country, and actually lighting that fire and stoking it within all of us. So it's really, you've got quite a talent here today, Johnny. In which I think we should actually maybe taste the
goods.
Try
some wine.
Yeah.
What have we got here?
We've got my 2022 Gamay Noir.
What the heck is a Gamay Noir?
Can I pour you some?
Yes.
Noir means black, doesn't it, in French?
Yes, it does, yeah. Gamay Noir is from the same family as Pinot Noir, if you've heard of Pinot Noir before.
Kind of.
They've got a parentage. Like, they're cousins.
Yeah.
We
like to talk about familial lines with grapes, don't we?
They're very familiar lines. But basically, you know, what I know is this, is I lived in Burgundy for a few years. That's where I studied viticulture. And apparently the monks, when they first planted the vines in Burgundy around the 1100s, they really knew all the very best parcels to which this day we have hundreds and hundreds of parcels within Burgundy. That's all 100% Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. This was predominantly limestone and clay. Mm-hmm. And so they had all these parcels and they knew the very best spots. Mm-hmm. But then as you went south down Burgundy, heading towards Lyon, they started to notice that the soil was shifting to granite. And they thought, oh, you know, I'm not sure if I think this is suitable for Pinot Noir. And so Gamay Noir, which was more of a sort of a peasant grape, if you will, they had trials with all sorts of different grapes. It wasn't like they chose one grape and nailed it. They worked with many grapes, but over the years, what they found was Gamay Noir really was suitable to these granite soils. And so thus, if you go, you know, south of Burgundy, you hit a region, a magical region called Beaujolais. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, have an affinity for this region. I fell in love with Beaujolais while living in France because as a student, these were the wines that I drank on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, top-notch Burgundy because, you know, that wasn't what I could afford. But the vin de paysan, you know, the wine for the everyday person was, the everyday person in the village was Gamay, or or they say glu-glu, which is, a vin glu-glu is like one that you can just really knock back, you know? And so we had a lot of these wines being passed around the bar. They were affordable, they were accessible, juicy, fun, really good with meat that
I could easily knock this back.
Like it's just so easy drinking. It's not a serious wine. It's just meant to be a really fun wine that you could have with or without food.
Yes.
But I can assure you, if you do harvest in Beaujolais, which I have, it's always served with pork. Like a huge Lyonnaise sausage, like just massive sausage, massive hunks of pork, like just massive, just warm fat, just being, and that's what they give you in the vines. They just bring you warm pork and bottles of wine.
Just like butchered out the back chopped up.
Get to work.
But yeah, they have this, they have a break time when you're harvesting the grapes and they bring you, it's called the casse cloute, and it's the moment to break the bread. And when you're picking the grapes, everybody stops for a wine at about 9:30.
In the morning.
Ugh. And you're having wine and, like, the most impressive for me was this saucisson Lyonnaise, and it was this huge air-cured sausage, and then they had warm pork, and then just so much meat and cheese and baguette.
And do they serve this kind of wine?
Yeah, they serve this
at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I was supposed to be born in Lyon. So Lyon, I've heard, is like there's lots of weird food that they eat there, like intestines and...
Yeah, it's a gastronomic capital of France. It's, you know, amazing, and they really champion, you know, eating offal and using all the parts of the animal. And I think that's just
that quite,
you know,
fits the biodynamic story, eh? Like, sort of really creating a circular ecology in your vineyard.
Exactly.
So if in New Zealand we're not really into eating offal and all that kind of thing, what would you think this wine would go with in New Zealand? Like as a Kiwi?
Pork sausage.
From
where? No. It's pork. Just pork. No. Yeah. honestly, with Gamay, it's really good at a barbecue. And I think this wine is a fun wine in summer because you can drink it lightly chilled.
Mm.
And, you know, it's a light red. It's with barbecued foods, with salads, with cheeses. And I mean, if you're vegetarian and you're not into that, then, you know, I'm thinking like a grilled halloumi or something like that. Rocket, you know. But it's... Because it's an everyday wine, this vin de paysan, it's something to go with everything. Mm. And that's really kind of what it translates to, you know? And I love that they just pass the bottles of wine around the table and it doesn't matter what you're eating.
Mm.
There's no exact pairing. It's just...
This is just so yummy. So it's got no additions, and I really like this. or adulterations of any kind. So this is like quite sort of minimal intervention, really fruity. And even though it's like a light fruity wine, it's still got this density to it, eh, that you can kind of see, like visually. It's quite...
It's a lot lighter on the palate than it is. It looks... I was expecting something like a bit heavier just by the look of it, but in my mouth, it goes down pretty easy and it's tasty.
That's the... it's made with...
My sophisticated opinion.
If you want to try it, if you're out there and you're thinking you want to try this wine, is this being poured on Saturday?
Yes, it's being poured for the very first time at Annabelle's. So I'm debuting my my first 2022 wines. So for the first time ever. So I'll be pouring the Gamay and the Cab Franc and some Gris and some Syrah. So and yeah, I was just gonna say this is made with whole clusters. So it's a carbonic maceration. So
is it 100%?
100%. So basically what I've done is, you know, when I mean no adulterations, I've literally picked the grapes off the vine and I've put them in the vat. I have not done any destemming or anything, and I've just put a bit of CO2, I've sealed it up, and so the fermentation has actually occurred inside the berries as opposed to outside the berries. So that's why you have this lightness on the palate. It doesn't have a very dark color.
It's delicious, Amy. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For debuting on air for BFM.
will people be able to grab this at Boutique Connection in the future, or is this kind of a pretty
I want to buy some now. We'll do a little deal.
Do a deal. Okay, all right. So Annabelle's on Saturday is the best place to try it out. It's delicious.
Thank you so much, you guys. It was really nice to hang with you and to be in the studios. Awesome.
Thank you, dudes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.